a local author that has a book that is timely with a lot of what's going on with these social media concerns and especially our kids these days. You know, we talk about all the data concerns and everything else. It's, you know, concerning for us, but let alone the implications for kids. And Aventura-based author Rochelle Weinstein is joining us now. And Rochelle, if you'll tell us about your latest book, this is your fourth one, and it sounds as though it has a lot of intrigue that's based right here in South Florida.
It is. Thank you, and thank you, Brian, for having me on the show. So it's safe to assume you'll all be buying somebody's daughter on the 17th and not Comey's book.
Yes, I would be much more inclined to do so.
So this story pays homage to Miami Beach. It's a love letter to Miami Beach because I was homegrown here, but it is also a very important, timely topic because it addresses social media, online sharing, the dangers of texting, sexting, and sharing very personal, intimate photos and videos online. It is about a family that's based in Miami Beach. It's the fictitious Ross Hotel, which is wedged between the Sagamore and the Delano. And the Ross family owns the hotel. They live on the top floor, and they have two young daughters, two twin daughters, that are 14 turning 15. And one of the daughters gets captured in a compromising sexual position, I should say, and it ends up going viral. And it's how this seemingly good family who has all the best intentions and does all the right things, which could be any of us here in South Florida or the world.
Sure.
We all try to do the very best, and it's the fallout and the repercussions of this one act and how it, you know, it affects this family.
This is obviously fictitious, but the stories you mentioned could be anybody's, and these days, we have so many people that are one moment, one mistake away from something they might always regret. And I think, you know, what you're illustrating is that very point. And anytime we get into these areas, especially with kids, we don't know the long-term impact on them and in their lives until sometime later and by nature of the beast. And so here we are. We're still fairly young in this age with, you mentioned sexting and the data collecting and information that kids might willfully give up to themselves. You know, the implications could be life-changing in a negative way. Ultimately, what type of, obviously there's an entertainment element to this book, but what is kind of the underlying message that you'd like to communicate with it as well?
Well, the takeaway is that it's a very, it's a tenuous, right now, what kids today don't understand, the internet is abstract to kids. They're given keys to a digital domain, and they're sort of, you know, just navigating it, and they've been handed these keys by parents and individuals who don't even understand it themselves. And then all of a sudden it becomes a weapon. You know, someone gets threatened, someone gets bullied, and they're like, oh, wait, the internet, this is real. You know, teens succumb to this peer pressure, and it has lasting psychological and serious legal consequences. You know, kids today need to understand that what they're putting out there on the internet, you can't take it away. You think you delete it, it's not deleted. If something intimate gets shared, you know, there are ways to get things off of the internet if you involve legal enforcement, but there also is the whole underground internet. And once something gets down there, it's out of our hands. It's forever out there.
And so it's potentially permanent blackmail, too. And that's something else that I think, especially at that age, you're not thinking that way.
No, you're not. And you could be in a trusting relationship with a boyfriend. And this is adults and children. You could be in a trusting relationship and you share a photo and then you break up and all hell breaks loose. You know, your picture's out there in the world. And there are... I worked very closely with Elisa D'Amico. She is an attorney with K&L Gates here in Miami, and she co-founded the Cyber Civil Rights Legal Project. And she works with the CCRI, which is an organization that works with advocates for victims. And they're working on changing these laws because as of right now, in Florida in particular, and the laws are different for every state, October 1st, 2015, law was just recently enacted to cover what we call, quote, revenge porn / sexual cyber harassment. But the interesting piece is that this law doesn't cover sexting.
Wow. Okay.
So if a minor is, you know, our kids, if they don't have that deterrent, there's no law right now. Like, there's other laws. I mean, for example, if it's a minor, it's child pornography. So you can go after a 14-year-old for child pornography. So the point is that the laws haven't caught up to the technology. So we as parents need to inform kids dangers that are lurking out there.
Well, it's a good and important message for sure. And the book, again, it's Somebody's Daughter. And that's the 17th. So that's what? Is that Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday.
All right. So there you go. If you're going to buy one book next week, make it Somebody's Daughter. How about that? We absolutely appreciate the time. Thanks, Rochelle.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, you bet. And again, Saventura, based author Rochelle Weinstein, and the book Somebody's Daughter. And, you know, it, just one little thing. You know, I knew somebody here at work years ago that was in a bad situation where she was being blackmailed. She's in her 30s, being blackmailed if her picture had been taken like 10 years previous. She just very important. All right, coming up, we're going to have your top trending stories, your hysterical headlines, and Claudia's conclusions all next, right here in the Brian Mudd Show, News Radio 610 WIOD. The one and only.